One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to the Bro Show Podcast.
The Bro Show.
The only podcast exclusively brought to you by the OWN Network. Oprah's network.
And it's also doesn't have a genre because it doesn't have a, does it, everything doesn't need a genre. Can we accept that?
I thought our podcast was true crime.
Well, I think it's a bit of everything. That's what I mean. It's true crime. It's politics. I know, just, it's comedy.
Mostly politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just doing a little, if this is your first time listening, yeah, you're in for an adventure. This podcast is great. We're brothers. He's a teen. And I'm 36. I'm actually almost 30. I'm to the point of life where I can say I can just round my age up to 30.
If you want to, yeah.
I'm 30. Or if I wanted to, I could also be annoying and say, yeah, I'm just mid-20s. Because I'm 27, you know? So that is technically mid.
I think it's funny about age because even though I'm 19, I feel like ever since I turned 18, I don't feel like a teen. I don't even know what a teen really feels like, but...
Take it in.
I am.
You have like 3 more months.
What's going to change when I'm not a teen?
I mean, you just won't ever be a... This is your last month of being a teen.
It's so crazy, guys, being a teen.
I know, like, this is your last moment where you can be like just a coked up teen, you know?
You always can, though.
Wait, you won't be a teen, though.
I don't want to be coked up, though.
I know. That's from a song, by the way. I'm not promoting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not promoting getting coked up as a teen. And I'm not promoting anyone getting coked up.
So should we get into the Mitch McConnell tea of last week? Well, politics.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
about
Mitch McConnell
yeah.
was caught. So you know the person that works at the Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
They were hooking up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I knew he was getting with the Dairy Queen workers.
It's weird. Just joking, don't sue me.
He's gonna sue you.
Can you picture? It's like, obviously that's fake.
Maybe not though. But true crime podcasts are really on my mind right now because last night we were clamoring to the TV. Our fingers were sweating. We were so excited to... We felt like it was the 90s. Like we were gonna watch a TV show live. We watched commercials. It was on ABC... 2020 or was it 60 Minutes?
It was 2020.
Yeah, they're
sure.
the same thing. They, yeah. You know what I mean? They're the same vibe.
It's always the thing where they make... No, this was scary. I'm not going to say it's not scary. It's not horrible what happened. But what I'm saying is that I've seen a few where they... It's scary what's happening, but they make it sound way scarier.
Oh, this it, is... This was...
Oh, this was scary, but I'm talking about past episodes. Oh, I've yeah. seen things where it's like... They make the world sound like it's ending, and maybe it is ending every day, but you know what I mean.
But we were so excited because it was JonBenet themed, and these two girls who have a true crime podcast, I'm looking at you guys for clickbaiting us. It was this whole thing that Jacob told the whole family. How did you hear about it? The whole thing was they had new evidence about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Yeah, I was watching TV one morning and these two girls came on and they said...
You saw a preview?
Yeah, so I was actually on TV. Like, yeah, and these two girls came on and they said something along the lines of, my grandfather had a list and there was a name on that list.
And he was a detective on the case.
Yeah, so basically The preview of this show was supposed to be there was one person that they're gonna expose to the world and yeah. this is who killed her.
I know.
But they didn't expose that person.
And then okay, so first hour it was a 2-hour special, by the way. First hour goes by and I was entertained because it was just recapping the whole JonBenet Ramsey thing. I didn't know all of the details they were saying.
Yeah.
And then it came to the end of the first hour and I was like, oh, weird. They haven't touched on anything new. This is already all public knowledge. Then I'm like, whatever. That was the first hour. Second hour is when they're going to get into the
team. Yeah.
I'm going to watch these commercial breaks. I'm going to sit here. I'm not going to go on my phone and, you know, look at Paula Deen's Instagram. I'm going to watch this. And then it got to hour two, 30 minutes in, nothing new. But we were like, okay, the last 30 minutes is going to be crazy. Then it got to the last 10 minutes, still nothing. And then I think it ended and there was no new info.
I think what was good about it was with the JonBenet killing Omoro, you hail things and you don't know if they're true. Like, I feel like there's a bunch of stuff that's made up on the internet about the case. So that is one benefit, is now I know the facts, according to ABC.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of stuff that I thought happened that they didn't even mention. So I'm like, that must have just been a fake conspiracy.
Yeah, there was stuff that I thought happened that made it so weird, but it didn't happen.
Because you always told me, and I just took it as fact, and you thought it was a fact, too, that after the JonBenet Ramsey... the death or whatever, the dad flew out of town. So everyone was like, wait, why did he fly out? Like, he's so guilty. But they didn't even mention that.
What I heard, I forgot where, but the day after, the dad took a private jet to somewhere because he wanted to just flee the scene. But they didn't mention that.
They would have mentioned it too if it happened.
Yeah. But the whole 2020 episode, like, yes, it was cool and like it was interesting, but... And they did point out some people that they thought did it, but there's nothing I'm spitting everywhere, but there's nothing really that crazy.
And the main thing, it is good they did it, though, because I think the main thing was the daughter, I don't know if they were the granddaughters of this detective, but they said, we just want to keep the case alive because it was always his dream to find out who did it. Because I guess he was such a good detective and he solved like 90% of all cases that came to him. And they just didn't want, like, since he passed away, they didn't want the case to pass away with him. So they're keeping it, you know, in all of our minds. So if you know who it is, email us.
I mean, there was so many things in the documentary that made me think the parents did it. Well, when I first was going to say I think the parents did it, I was like, I feel bad saying that. But yeah. I mean, it's like throwing a stone at like someone who's already, like, I feel like everyone already thinks it did. So when they go to Wamo, everyone's already like, you did that, you know, so... I'm just adding.
Plus,
it actually
kind of cleared their names, though, the parents and the whole family. Because remember, like they said, like there was DNA.
That's true.
There was DNA in the scene that didn't that was really crucial, that didn't trace to anyone in the family. And they said that they have to just keep running people's DNA. I guess they have this list of possible suspects, and they have to just keep running the DNA. But obviously, it's hard because they have to like sneak. Like if they had a suspect, they said that sometimes they do it the old school way where they follow that person. And then if you throw out gum on the road or something, they get the DNA from the piece of gum and test it. So never throw out gum, guys, or else you might accidentally be the killer.
Even when you're at a restaurant and you drink out of a cup, someone could be taking that straw and like trying to find
you. But what came to my mind was I was like, wait, if all they have to do is trace the DNA and have it match, why don't they just demand every single person in the world gets tested? But then I realized, like, oh, that's kind of an invasion of privacy.
Oh, yeah, and then how would they get every person to get tested? The thing about it is, I didn't think about that. They did basically saying it wasn't the parent.
Yeah.
Because the grandfather that died didn't think it was the parents. And there's still people on the list. They don't know if they did it or not. And I don't know why this is a thing, but I guess when you're like a scary person, you just want to admit to killing someone for fun. Because there was three guys who did stuff that made it seem like they killed her. Like one of the guys, they were going to go to trial. And the day before they were going to go to trial, they killed themselves, which in my mind makes it seem like he killed her. And another guy... the day that JonBenet died, he called his friend crying, saying, I killed a little girl.
But they traced their DNA and it wasn't them.
So there's just people. Then this other guy who literally...
he had a press conference. Like, they showed videos of this guy who claimed he did it. He was walking through a swarm of cameras, press conference, just so many people. And you could tell he was loving the attention.
And I mean, it was laughable when they were asking him the questions because they said, were you in the basement of that house? And he had to pause for a little bit and say... yeah, and for some reason it gave me the vibe of like a skit. It felt like he was in on this guy. I feel like he just did it.
Yeah,
isn't there a reason why he did it though?
He's something to do with Thailand or
he
something.
He wanted to leave Thailand to come to the U.S.
But I just can't believe, people lie because they just want clout that bad. That they're like, oh, I guess my clout will be being the killer of someone. Like, that's not, no one thinks that's cool. That's the wrong type of attention.
Yeah.
But they want it nonetheless.
Yeah, I think, like, what I was thinking was if you were in prison for a lifetime, And you heard about this person dying, like, you might just be bored, so you might admit to it, and then...
Which I get. If you're already in prison for life and you lived in the Colorado area, you might just, get some... You want to do a few interviews, so you say you did it.
Someone even in the California jail said they did it, I guess. Prison.
Oh, then they were like, yeah, you weren't there on that day.
Something else that... Me and my mom are watching this docuseries on HBO, and it kind of was showing the same thing. There was these two girls that died, and people in the prison nearby said they did it. And they basically just said that so then they could, like, show them. Just basically just have fun in prison, I guess.
Oh, my God.
That's what it seemed like. But the other thing with the JonBenet thing is that kind of fascinating that I feel like I don't really think about that much is that they said in the document, the 2020 thing, that they said that hundreds of kids get murdered every year. But this one, it just proves that this one has such, like, something so interesting about it.
Because I think it's because
there's hundreds of kids that get murdered.
When they explain
every year,
the whole crime scene, it's just also interesting because so many things went wrong while investigating it. And then also,
her being
I guess,
a pageant girl.
Yeah, they said her being in pageants and having all these videos of her in pageants really captivated. And also, they said that I guess the media was obsessed with the OJ Simpson trial, and that was like the 24-hour news cycle. Like, they always knew they could go to OJ Simpson and get viewers. And then that ended. So they kind of said that the news, like, jumped on this JonBenet thing because they wanted, like, just, you know, more, like, viewers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if the news really wanted to, they could, like, jump on another case like this and make it so scary and make everyone love it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that happens.
Bro of the week time.
Oh, yeah.
It's to Madison. This is the photo she sent. It's not the brightest photo, but it is a photo of her and Taylor Swift. But she said that when she was like 10 years old in this photo, and she said that when she took it, she was like, oh my God, like, I have a photo with me and Taylor Swift, like, the clout. But now that she's older, she realized that, oh, it's just her at a photo and at a concert of Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift is many feet behind her on stage, but it's still cool, Madison. I still think it's cool. Even if current day you don't think it's cool, I still think it's cool.
And she sent us another photo of her at the Red Tour with Taylor Swift. So she's a real Taylor Swift fan.
Oh my God, yeah. And she said she loves the podcast. Thank you, Madison. And she wanted to know, what are our favorite songs from Taylor? What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Oh, why didn't I prepare this? I should have looked over all of her discography
and
find out.
And they did say her latest album, and I don't want to make Madison hate us, but I haven't listened to the new album yet, Evermore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to the single, but with what's the other album called? I listened to the whole album, but yeah, I want to listen to Evermore. I just haven't thought about it.
But even Folklore, like, I waited like a good month and a half to listen, because if I'm gonna listen to the full length album, I don't want to just do it willy nilly just on a random day. I want to be in the right mood, the right setting. Maybe it's cloudy outside, I'm by myself, can release all the emotions, you know, like, you need to have like a whole setup, and I just haven't gotten around to do that yet. So
I think what's so iconic about Taylor Swift is that if you ask someone what's your favorite song, they have to answer, because she has so many different eras. And she was literally on the radio, like, when I was in like second grade, like singing Why You Gotta Be So Mean.
Oh,
and, like,
that's a bop.
So many songs. So I just, what is my favorite song? I don't know, because there's so many of them.
I know, that is so hard.
Like,
it's like
I
picking...
honestly am shaking because of this.
It's like picking between Jesus and God. Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
It's like picking between ramen and macaroni. You can't. It's like picking between mom or dad. Like, you obviously have an answer, but you never say it publicly.
What? Okay, what am I going to say? Because I want to just pick one. I'm going to say You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift, because that's an oldie but a goodie. I feel like I attract to the older songs more because, like, the nostalgia with them. That's what
I'm thinking. When I'm just going to go to, like... Because right now, currently, like, probably the newer songs I like more. But if I think of, like, when all is said and done and I'm 70 years old and I'm looking back, what songs will I go to? I think Love Story. That's just such a good classic worldwide hit. I mean, there's even a twist. Like, she tells this whole story and you're so captivated. And at the end, it's like he knelt down and got on a ring. Sorry, spoiler if you haven't listened, but he does propose at the end.
I want to give also a pop to Taylor Swift for the Mean cover. I remember a few years ago, I listened to that song, but then I listened to it like years after it came out and I saw the cover. Something about it is funny to me. Like, I love how she's on a crossroads and this mean guy with a mustache is tying her down. Like,
oh, yeah.
I give her an applaud for that.
I just want to know who those haters are that she wrote Mean about. She said, I know you're just still at a bar in a small town yelling about how I can't sing. Do you think there really is some girl who bullied Taylor Swift, who right now is slobbering drunk in the middle of a pandemic at a bar, no mask, and still yelling around the bar saying, Taylor Swift can't sing? Like, is that girl, is that girl real?
I think that's happening, but I don't know if it's the girl from a school. Because think about all the people that are at a bar right now just thinking, like, Taylor Swift can't sing.
Or I hope that the person who she wrote Mean About has came around and been like, hey, like, this is when they were like early 20s. It's like, okay, I've matured. Like, I'm okay with her now. And, you know, I might not like her music, but I'm not going to bully her like I did her whole life.
That's true. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, hopefully it's not happening. But yeah, thanks, Madison, for joining the Patreon. You can be a part of it. Bebo of the week and you if you join the Patreon.
LucasandJacob.com. That is LucasandJacob.com to join the sweepstakes to be bro of the week and also get the podcast early and monthly live streams.
Yes.
I was just going to say Barbie's a lesbian.
Wait, for real?
Yeah. It came out, so a photo leaked. It actually leaked. I don't know. I think it was like a photo. They said like this was going to happen, but Barbie Mattel pulled the plug, but it was Barbie lesbian version. But then they said she's lesbian and she had a Love Wins shirt on, which obviously, you know, super gay. But then, so they said she was lesbian. So I was like, okay. But then they said, I guess people on Twitter said the haircut that she had is bisexual. Is there such thing as a bisexual haircut? Is this a thing? Look at the photo.
I don't know.
It's just a girl with brown hair that's to her shoulders. Like, that's just a haircut, but maybe it is a bisexual.
Well, I guess they're just like stereotyping it, but it's fine.
But so what do you think?
It's not coming out anymore though.
So I clickbaited you all. It turns out it wasn't real. It was actually it was like a piece of art. Like, someone did it, but it wasn't Mattel. It wasn't official Barbie, and because we'll never know her sexuality.
When you started this story, I don't know why, but like immediately I thought, I don't know why, but I feel like we haven't come this far. Like, I'm ready for it. But I feel like if this was in the stores, like there would be this whole Twitter feud, like with the Harry Styles and a dress. I feel like it'd be like, oh, you're trying to convince people they're lesbians when they're
also
not.
Also, like, isn't it the whole thing? Like, if you buy the Barbie, you get to decide what sexuality it has. Like, why does it have to say, like, gay Barbie, straight Barbie? Like, you
but
know what
Barbie's
I mean?
But Barbie's automatically with Ken.
It might just be her gay best friend. We don't know.
That's true. Ken doesn't seem straight.
Oh, yeah, he puts a lot of effort into his appearance, but anyone can do that, even if you're straight.
Yeah, I mean,
which I don't know why you brought that up.
It would be cool if they had a lesbian Barbie, but I don't think they need it, because you can make Barbie a lesbian. That's
true. That's the thing. Why does she have to look different to be that? What? Why'd you even bring this story up?
I think it would be cool if they like had every type of Barbie, though.
I remember, I don't know if it happened, but there was a pregnant Barbie.
There was?
Which sounds fun. But I think it was a controversy.
I remember seeing that.
Wasn't there a controversy because she didn't have a wedding ring on? So it's like, she just didn't even get married and had a kid. Like, that is bad.
These controversies, like, who starts them?
Like, who cares? It's a piece of plastic. I hope you, like, I picture someone so riled up about it and, like, so mad saying, this is going to make all of our daughters get pregnant out of wedding marriage. And it's like, it's a doll. Like,
it's a piece of plastic. Because, okay, I get poking some fun at things, but this just brings me back to the Harry Styles wearing a dress things. Like, unfortunately, him wearing a dress isn't going to make every guy wear a dress. Even if every guy, like, I'm just saying that him wearing a dress isn't going to make every guy gay.
Yeah.
That's what people think's happening, though.
I know. And then, I just remember, like, I had normal Barbies growing up because I did play with my sisters, but we still found a way, like, as literal, like, 5-year-olds to make it, like, inappropriate. Like, I remember, like, we had it, like, we'd play Barbies and, like, Ken would sneak into the Barbie house and, like be like, do you guys want to leave? And we're like, it's past curfew, but, like, I feel like even if the Barbie wasn't pregnant, our Barbie still got pregnant.
Oh,
I mean, we didn't,
true.
Like, full on do, we just, like, it was, that's as far as I went, just sneaking out with Ken, but.
I think that's the fun of Barbie.
But I was always so
whatever.
Annoyed because our older sister always got to sneak out with Ken. And it's like, why can't my Barbie for once? Like, my Barbie, like, I feel like my Barbie never even got to talk to Ken, but like only hers did.
What
but
I don't get
fine.
About playing Barbies is that like I did play Barbies with that with our sisters, but I forgot what we even did. Like, I remember playing Barbies and being like, this is so much fun, but what did we do?
6 hours. 6 hours. I remember like we would just, I think that was it. We had the Barbie house and Ken would sneak in and. Yeah. And then I remember, like, there was a lot of flying, too.
But Grandma's house. That's when it went down because of how many clothes she had.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma has so many clothes for Barbies. And I was like, damn.
Is she still?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should go over there and
play with them.
I know. I'm going to ask her if I can have that. You guys, we all shop online, and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at the checkout. But thanks to Honey, the sponsor of this podcast, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores, and they range from sites of tech, gaming, to popular fashion brands. And even food delivery.
Imagine you're on your favorite site. You have a few things in the cart. Then you go to checkout and you just click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds. It searches a few things. And then boom. You watch the prices drop.
You guys, I bought some clothes and I applied the coupons using Honey. And I saved $4 on like a $30 thing. So it went down to $27. Ba-bang. It was easy.
Congratulations. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on the free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
Thanks for sponsoring the podcast, Honey. They have over 17 million members and they've saved over $2 billion. Honey!
Thanks. Well, I want to talk about, so this morning I was like, I kind of want to get another topic for the podcast. So I went on Google News and they just have like a bunch of the current news about like politics and stuff.
I've never gone on Google News.
Yeah, it just is basically is basic ass news.
Oh, okay.
But then I went down because it was just all this politics stuff. And then there was a For You section.
And wait, this is based funny. On your searches.
You can look at yours right now too.
I'm embarrassed to even, what do I do?
Go to Google News, just type it in on Google and then it will show up.
Google News.
And then go down and there's a For You.
Okay, so what was on your For You?
Okay, so on my For You, so first of all, there was four. I only screenshot three. Fans have turned on Lana Del Rey. Here's a complete timeline of how the single ruined her own reputation.
Oh my god.
That's a classic. Obviously, that's in mine. And then this one was the funniest to me. This rich TikTok star painted her Tesla pink. And I clicked on it and it's Addison Rae. And I just, that's funny that that's an article.
Oh my god. Based on your browsing history.
And then the last one was Bella Porch finally addresses the Tyga sex tape rumors.
Wait, is that a thing?
I didn't click on it. I do want to know, though.
I know. I don't. Who is Bella Porch? That rings a bell.
Wait, should we hurry and find out what this is happening?
I know. Oh, she was in my ranking influencers video. She's a TikToker.
Wait.
Remember, you made the list for me.
Wait. Oh, okay. I was good that she was underage. She's 23.
Oh, yeah.
I was good that she was like 16.
She alleged. What did she say? Click on the article. I need to know what
she
said.
Okay, I'm on it right now. She finally addresses the sex tape. Oh, it's a TikTok. Should we watch it?
Yeah, watch it and tell us. We need to.
Okay, we'll just tell you guys what's happening.
Okay. So does she?
Two lies, two truths, and a lie. Griffin Johnson tried to slide into my DMs. I made a sex tape with Tyga, and I was adopted.
Oh, so she leaves it a mystery. But now she's clicking. Oh, the lie is the sex tape.
So people thought she did? Yeah. Okay, I'm glad I know that about Paula Pouch.
I know. Like, I bet you people who have rumors about them having sex tapes are probably annoyed, but... Like, for people who don't have rumors about having sex tapes, it would be cool to have that. You know, like, imagine if people were like, oh, yeah, like, she made a sex tape with, you know.
I don't know. And there was no evidence of it.
Like, imagine if there was just a rumor, like, I had a sex tape with Anderson Cooper. Like, no one has ever even thought of me ever in a sex tape situation. So, like, she should just be.
I think it's just like we said last week. Like, if I was in the Jeffree style Kanye West thing, like, I'm just the type of bitch to never address it, to just leave it in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of leaves you a mystery, which. God,
I'd keep bringing it up. I bring it up over and over, but just say, like, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, just like I feel like I've said this in the Oli podcast days where I said, like, it'd be so cool if people thought, like, people made a conspiracy theory about me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if people said, like, Jacob's a robot and, like, he's so scary, guys, and, like, he's part of the secret society, like, Just Neville mention it. It seems like Beyonce doesn't do that.
But I actually remember I uploaded a video, I think it was like a year and a half ago, and literally I think like 30% of the comments were, you just seem off in this video. Like, you, sometimes you get a comment like that every now and then saying like, you seem off, and it's just one out of like so many, so you don't care. But this is multiple people being like, you just seem so off in this video. Like, this is so weird. And then I was like, okay.
Wait, that's annoying.
I know. So like, it actually isn't fun when people make up conspiracies about you.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'm like, I felt fine, but now I guess I have depression because all these people are telling me I do.
I mean, I think it just is a case of like, it sounds so cool, but if someone was, people were actually asking you about sex, I feel like it would be annoying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, actually get down
it's
to
that
it.
Way the grass is always green on the other side.
I know,
you know.
I take back everything I said. I love everybody and I love myself, and you should love yourself. And please visit Alcatraz.
100%.
Okay, what do you want
to
know?
My for you, I'm not trying to brag, but they aren't about TikTok because I'm not Gen Z.
Oh, okay. What
so mine is Tesla Model Y has a major flaw because I'm a Tesla owner, so I don't know if they know that, but okay. Google somehow knows. Second is giant Powerball, Mega Million jackpot. I guess they think I'm really interested in money.
Wait, I'm actually surprised. Like, this is weird. I know, that number. I wrote it out right now because why was, because I obviously like look at all this Twitter stuff about influencers and celebrities, but that's crazy.
And then
like,
my
it seems
third
like you're like
is
a
90 Day Fiance. Someone's face is exposed. Oh, and then there's some Britney Spears, Ash Nico, 23 die in Norway. That's not good. They think I'm into that type of stuff. You know?
Oh, okay. I want to redeem myself. Yeah, my first one is Ariana Grande 34+35 remix. Lana Del Rey. Yeah, and then something about RuPaul's Drag Race. So. That's my For You page. That's crazy. I was so different. That just proves that different people can be similar in some ways.
Yep.
I was looking straight in the camera like I'm doing like a press conference.
So this is just a quick thing I want to get everyone's opinion on.
What is it?
Virginia. In the state of Virginia, if you're watching, they're considering year-round school years. Year effing round, no summer break. You just get breaks periodically. And it's to combat learning loss, because I guess they think people they lose a lot of their learning over the summer break because everyone does crack and stuff. And also, no one's really learned during COVID, so like we need to catch up. These kids are getting dumb.
I remember if someone would have told me this like a few years ago, I'd be so mad.
I know, I'm just
so getting
thankful.
So mad about
it. Like, this doesn't affect me. So if people have to do year-round school, like, have fun, you know?
And I remember when people used to say uniforms in school. Okay, like, there was so many trigger points. Uniforms in school. Year-round school. Then, those things annoyed me.
I loved uniforms, not gonna lie.
You did?
Because I went to Catholic school for a bit. And I loved the uniforms because every now and then they'd have a special day where it was wear your own clothes to school. And that day, like, you got to fully, like, show off your fashion, you know?
Oh, yeah. So then that was, like, the fashion day.
Yeah, it was like, you get dressed up. You go to Walmart and buy new shit. And you show up to school and everyone judges each other's outfits. Like, it was just, I actually liked uniforms.
I'm thankful because I went to a uniform school for 2 weeks and I dashed out. It was because we moved. But it was actually, like, was yours, like, an actual uniform?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this one was like khaki shorts, I think that's what you call them, and then a polo.
Did so your school, uniform. Have you heard that whole thing about, I think Sarah Schuer on Twitter said this. I don't know if she started it, but she talks about it a lot. There's always one girl in every high school who wore Cookie Monster pajamas every day, and she walked the mile. She didn't run the mile.
Oh, there's like a few of those.
Oh, yeah. Like, but you do think, when I saw that tweet, I'm like, oh my God, that is such a specific girl. Like, she wore pajamas to school and she straight up walked the mile.
And I also, because more about the person that I'm assuming is that, like, there actually is these people, and you can tell I love about them is that they don't take anything too seriously. Like, when you have math class with them, they pass the class, but whenever they don't ever really do homework, like, they really are just so low key, and I like that about them because they don't stress about it. Because
I think about myself doing the mile, and for some reason, sometimes I actually thought it was serious. I was like, okay, I gotta get a good time. Like, I'm trying to beat everyone. Like, when I was doing the mile, like, I was actually trying to beat people, like,
yeah,
running so fast and like just stressing myself out. Or these people walked it and they were like, yeah, like, we aren't gonna take the bus back to school because you have to wait for me to do 3 more laps of a leisure walk. And they didn't give a shit. They were like, you guys, what happens if you get a 6-minute mile? Nothing. Like, just walk it. And just, why are you so dressed up for school when you can wear pajamas? Like, No, none of this will matter. You know, they knew.
I know, I'm proud of them because I think those are the most insightful people. I want to have a conversation with them.
They're wise beyond their years.
You had people like that at your school?
Oh, yeah. Like a few of them, right? It wasn't specifically Cookie Monster pajamas, but it was definitely pajamas.
Yeah, I'm just picturing, well, because I know people like this, like in the pajamas and like there's so much. It's in a way, I would say it's Hot Cheeto Girl's cousin.
Yeah.
That's what, except it's like Hot Cheetos Girl, like long lost cousin in a way.
Are there male versions of this? Like, who are the guys who walked the mile? I'm trying to think. Obviously, you know, like, obviously there were guys who did that. But I'm trying to think, like, maybe they just were forgettable, whereas the girls weren't forgettable.
That's what I think is what I'm going to say about it, is that the girls were so iconic that did that, but the guys that I'm thinking of are just, like, they didn't do anything that spicy. Like,
I can't even mention any, because all I remember is paying attention to the girls who did it. You know? So
I totally know.
All year round school though, that would suck. So yeah, that really sucks. I have nothing more to say, but I do think summer breaks, they're fun.
I think summer break is, iconic for a kid. Like, it's so iconic. I'm not sure this one, but like,
they would still
having
get that.
A break,
they would still get
wouldn't
it.
It'd only be like 2 weeks though.
Or maybe like three, but it still That's wouldn't be true. Enough. Like, you need 3 months of not being able to do anything.
I know, like, just lay on the couch, no plans, nothing.
I know, and finally you can relax, you know? So I kind of am against it, but at the end of the day, I guess I don't care.
I'd vote against it if it was a voting thing.
Oh, yeah, I would vote against it. And even if studies came out and said it's better to do year-round, I would still say, like, well, just from my personal, I can only go off my personal experience, and if I had year-round school, I wouldn't be who I am today.
That's what I do, too. Like, I just think about, would I actually know more if I went to a year on school?
No.
And I'd just say, no, I'd still be the same bitch who, like, kind of knows some stuff, like, about all this, like, crazy shit, you know, about science and shit.
Do you want to tell everyone how you're a millionaire?
What do you mean?
Oh, so it's been a big news story that a lot of people have forgot their Bitcoin passwords. And Jacob, actually, he has some Bitcoin in the ether, and he can't claim it.
If I lost $1 million in Bitcoin, I would be pissed.
How much is yours? Like 1,000?
No. I mean, so I had like something in the hundreds, but then
you invested in 2016.
Yeah, but then I spent like 250 of it.
So there would have only been like 20.
There would be like 250 left. But the thing about that 250 is that, okay, so I probably got it let's actually see how much it was. When it was 10,000, now it's at 40,000. So you're right, it would be 1,000.
Oh, so there's $1,000. There's $1,000 floating around the peripherals of the world.
I'm pissed. I looked
out. You will never get it.
Yeah, a week ago, I was like, because I've been like thinking about Bitcoin because like all these like cool people on Twitter, like the CEO of Twitter says, I'm a Bitcoin person. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to become a billionaire on Bitcoin. But then I looked through my phone because I wanted to use the same wallet because you use a Bitcoin wallet or something. And I couldn't find it. And Bitcoin's so confusing because you need to find your wallet by like typing in 12 words. So you need to save those 12 words. And so I don't know. I'd have to make a new wallet. And I did lose $1,000. And it's
how many attempts have you done it? Because I don't know if this is the same, but apparently this article I read, you get 10 tries and then you're locked out forever.
Well,
so how many times have you attempted it? You still might have like a good 6 tries.
The thing about it is that I literally know nothing about it. So I don't even think
I tried.
Yeah,
you just be starting from nothing.
Yeah, so I think I mean, I've already accepted it. I think I'm just thankful that I got to use 250 of it on something.
At least it's 1,000 is still like a F ton of money, but just you'll feel a lot better after hearing about these people.
And then also I'm thankful because if I lost $1,000 of my own money, I'd be mad. But it wasn't, like, 250 is, like, still a lot, but I mean, like, if I actually lost it, it wasn't
you put in 250, now it's worth 1,000. Oh, you didn't put in 1,000.
If I put in 1,000, I'd be pissed, but since I put in 250 and it was years ago, I got over it, and I'm fine.
So, Jacob lost 1,000. There's a Swiss man who has an estimated 270 million in Bitcoin, and he has 2 tries left with his password, and he doesn't know if, like, he should just use them. I don't know if he has like any sort of idea what the passwords are or if he just is going in completely blank, but literally 270 million is 2 tries away from just like that. I don't know how I'd be able to, I don't know how I would get over that.
And the thing about Bitcoin is that I'm pretty sure it's all anonymous. So even if you wanted to get your money back, there's basically no way.
But can you imagine 270 million? You'd be like, I could change my entire family's lives help so many people and also like just own a helicopter.
I think what makes me feel better about this is that I'm just guessing. I know it's not good to assume, but it seems like he's already rich. If he somehow has $260 million, because he must have invested in the Oli days, like literally like a, like $5 million, which...
Yeah, so he's already rich.
But still, that sucks for him.
But what are you going to do, though? You're only 19. What if when you're 70 and I'm 80, what if your 1,000 is worth like $2 million? It could increase that much.
So I think it could.
I don't think you should use it to your password attempts. Well, save the password attempts.
I don't even know how to find out my password.
I mean, maybe one day it'll come to you in a dream.
Yeah.
But there's another guy who lost $25 million, and he lost the password. Because he had, you know how you have all these different passwords on your computer? Like, you don't know most of them by heart if you're, like, using the strong passwords that they recommend. And someone, his colleague, reformatted his computer on accident. So he lost to $25 million. And this just brought me to the point of, you know those bitches who lock you out of your iPhone and they think it's funny? Like, don't do that, because people might have money in there, jackass.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I hate those bitches. I've done it before, but
I know, but you know how, like, isn't it a thing where, like, if you do the password enough times, it'll just erase your whole phone?
No, I don't
isn't
think
it?
So.
Oh, is it not?
Wait, maybe, I don't know.
But can you imagine, like, if somebody lost you $25 million? Like, that, I feel worse for the guy who reformatted the computer.
I don't like hearing these stories, because for some reason it's making me think, like, what if that happened to me? Like, even though that's, like, I'm guessing the well off, that sucks.
But wouldn't you rather be the guy who lost the money than the one who caused it?
Oh, if you cause that, like, you're, like, that just... That's, like, sucks for him.
That is a burden to carry that
was
no one
deserves.
Was
it an accident that he formatted his computer?
I think he obviously didn't know there was a password of importance on there, but I don't know if he accidentally reformatted it, but he reformatted it.
I thought of something kind of fun that we could do for this podcast. We could both get $100 of our own money and just invest it in, like, five separate areas in one of those stock market apps. And we can talk about it each week and say who's winning.
Or just don't look at it look at it only once a month and see who's winning.
Oh,
that should be fun.
We should do that. Okay, so you can put all your $100 in one thing. You can do whatever you want
with
it.
And we get to pick the different companies.
Yeah, you could put it in 20 different things, but it has to be exactly $100. And then we just never take it out and we just always talk about it.
Oh my God, that'd be fun to compare who is smarter with their investments. This is like Monopoly. You know when people win Monopoly and they say, oh yeah, I'm just a good businessman, so it transfers to the board game. This would be like, are you actually a good entrepreneur?
What if like $100 turns into like $10,000?
Oh my, we have to do that. That's a good idea.
I'm standing it. Is there any other stories, Gary, about Bitcoin?
Those are the only two. Those are two stories, but isn't there like billions of dollars that are currently unclaimed in Bitcoin? So there's people who lost $25,000, maybe $100, $200, $300,000. It's all over the gambit.
Yeah, and even think about... Okay,
I don't even know if that's the right... Did I say gambit? That's like something like mom would say.
What is
or like
that?
Grandma.
I just took along with it because I've heard it
gambit
before.
Gambit define. Oh, gambit is... A device
that stores the information?
I don't know. I feel like I've just heard someone say, oh, it's all over the gambit. Anyway, moving on.
Because my thing about Bitcoin is that I didn't think about that. You told me the two biggest stories, but I'm just thinking about people that put in a more, obviously this is a ton of money, but a more sizable amount, like $5,000. If you lost $5,000, that would effing suck.
Or imagine if like you could use the money so much. Like you were saying, that guy who had $270 million, it's like, he's probably fine, you know?
Yeah.
But imagine if you could use the money and you had like $25,000 unclaimed. You'd be like, that could switch things around and I need to find this effing password.
I know, and it's probably higher than when you put it in too, so you have more money.
Well, good luck to everyone who has the billions unclaimed. I hope you find it.
Even if you have a dollar unclaimed, I hope you find it. Like you need that dollar for a Milky Way at the gas station.
But I just wanted you guys to feel sorry for Jacob.
I know, I did. Yeah, I did lose that my money. So, like, you know, like, I would be really rich, but unfortunately, I'm not because of that.
Yep. So, yeah, I just wanted to explain his current situation.
I want to talk about this email that we got that I think you styled, and I saw it in the styled photo, and I was like, we need to talk about it.
No, what is it?
My fouting boyfriend?
Oh, my God. I've been wanting to mention this, but I keep forgetting.
Okay, let's talk about it. So, they said Dale, Lucas, and Jacob. Okay, so, hey, Dale, hey.
Oh, hey.
All right. I have been dating this boy for a little less than 3 months, and it has been great, except for one thing, his fouting.
We are both in college and have sleepovers fairly often, and he very frequently farts in his sleep. The first time it happened, I didn't think anything of it. Everybody farts, with an exclamation mark at the end. However, it has gotten to the point that it wakes me up in the middle of the night. Last night, he was the little spoon, and I woke up to him farting right on my stomach. I don't want to say anything to him, but how can I sleep with a loud toot? Love.
Wait, did she,
Emily.
How many times is it happening a night?
I wake up in the middle of the night. She said that she woke up the last night, like when she said this.
Yeah, I feel like it might just be something she's going to have to deal with, because if you're holding in those farts, then you're just going to make, then he's going to have a sore stomach, and then he's going to resent her for making him hold it in. So I don't know. It might just be like, okay, you love him, and one of his gross attributes is that he has a lot of gas.
Yeah, I think my thing is that you should talk about him with it.
Joke about it.
Yeah, and like say like, oh, like you can fart during the day. And then maybe he was scared to fart around you or something. But you might just have to deal with it, like Lucas said.
Yeah, but then again, he farted. You could just joke about it saying, LOL, you literally ripped one on my stomach last night. You know what I mean?
So that grosses me out so much.
So then
maybe
it'll go into his mind. So then he'll think like, okay, she didn't tell me this is so disgusting, but she made a joke about it. Like, obviously I shouldn't be doing that. And I'll try to, you know, subconsciously not do that. But then again, he's sleeping. So you can't really control.
Yeah.
Like, it's like living with a snorer. Like, you're going to deal with it.
I'm fine with people farting. But what grosses me out about it is if someone farts, like on you, you can feel like the bubble or whatever it is.
That's happened to you?
No, it just goes without thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. But I want to know why it's so okay to burp, but, like, farting has such, like, a negative... Like, is it? Do you think there's ancient civilizations, or is there people on Earth right now who farting doesn't matter to them?
I mean, I don't... Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to have to Google this. I feel like we've talked about this. Doesn't it ring a bell? Countries who fart socially acceptable.
My take on it... If anyone was wondering, was I think farting and burping are the gross same amount of gross, because when people burp, sometimes they smell like old pizza and it just is gross. So they're both gross to me. But
oh my god,
is
it said
tea?
Someone on Reddit asked, and we're just going to take this other person who replied's word for it. They said, I don't think there's any country that currently finds farting socially acceptable. However, for a brief period in ancient Rome, and they said, I think it was Rome, I'm not entirely sure. So this person's kind of just making up stuff. They said people were encouraged to fart when they needed to, public or not, because they thought holding it in could cause disease. Oh my God, we need to start having that outlook. Can you imagine in the ancient days, like they didn't have science or any sort of medical technology. So there probably was someone who one time held in a fart and had a stomach ache. And they all just came to the conclusion of, do not ever do that. Like, it's really bad for you. Like, just let it out. I know it's gross. It smells like, but please just let it out, because I don't want you to have to go through that.
Yeah, I feel like I follow this knowledge, because we should bring it into so many things. Like, we should make things acceptable by making up facts. Saying like, oh, it's honestly okay to shout sometimes shit your pants, because honestly, if you don't, then like a demon's going to go in your body.
Yeah.
Let's make it acceptable to think that.
Yeah, so I guess our advice is, like, if it really is that gross to you, like, maybe he's just not the right guy, because this is something that's going to happen forever, and there's no way to change it.
Yeah, I think the thing is that you can take Gossex or something. I've never tried it, and I just feel like it doesn't work.
And then, like, then he'll have side effects from the Gossex, and then, like, your relationship will just be so messed up, so.
Yeah. I want to talk about another email, too. Okay, so this one really caught my eye when I saw the title. By the way, you can email us at lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one said celebrities from parallel universes. So I clicked on it thinking that this person had some insider knowledge that we didn't have, but not really. But they said just something to think about, period. and now I'll show you the photo. So it shows Demi Lovato, Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato. And it's basically saying that Demi Lovato with black hair kind of looks like an alternate universe of Taylor Swift with black hair. And Taylor Swift with blonde hair kind of looks like an alternate universe of Demi Lovato with blonde
hair. This is weird.
So I think why I screenshot this was because it's one of those conspiracy theories that's kind of funny. But I also am interested in it.
Oh my gosh, that is intriguing. They do look like they could...
Sisters.
Yeah, it's like if you got knocked in the head and real bad and you had like sort of a huge concussion and then... You woke up the next day and someone said, oh yeah, this is Taylor Swift, and you saw the photo of Demi with brown hair, you would just be like, oh yeah, that's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that they could be the same person, but they just dress up as people sometimes.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a thing where like people thought Demi had like a secret twin? Because one time she went to a red carpet and looked different.
Oh, yeah, that funny photo.
Yeah, wasn't it like Poot or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but they thought that she had like a secret twin because she showed up to a red carpet and people were like, that isn't Demi. Like, there's just no way.
Wasn't that like viral on Twitter for years?
Yeah.
I do have another email to bring up. The last email of this podcast is about, because I know you talked about it, but we should give a review of it since so many people are wondering. They said Lucas. Oh, they only said Lucas. I guess I'm not going to talk for this bout.
I'm joking.
Lucas, can you... Oh, they said, Lucas, can you please make a video reviewing show goals? But what I want to talk about... I mean, you could do that. So, so do we not want to talk about it right now in case you
no,
do that?
No, I'm not going to because it's too graphic. I'll get demonetized.
That's true. I wanted to say what our reviews are of it. Of the movie that...
Well, I kind of already said mine, right?
You said that you... What did you say? A few podcasts ago.
I think I just
ago.
Said, like, I loved it and... I was just, like, more intrigued about, like, the huge backlash it had because of, like, in the 90s, like, her being, like, completely naked in the movie, you know? She got dropped by her agent and stuff, and it's like, boo, like, the agent is the one who gets you the movie role. So then they give you a movie role, and then they drop you because it's bad. Like,
yeah.
Bitch.
I mean, when I watched the movie, yeah, it does have, like, a lot of nudity, but I thought it was a good movie. I think the main character is kind of all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Like, I understand why, like, it wasn't critically acclaimed, but that's almost why I love it.
Yeah, and I also like it because... I think another reason why I like it because it has a level of controversy attached to it.
Oh,
so it kind of just adds to the movie. Like, I want to watch it, and plus, like, it was interesting, and it kind of just like made me live out a fantasy of me being a showgirl, which I liked.
I just want to know,
even
like,
though it was really dark.
So
at
in
some
the
points.
Movie, there's showgirls or like there's a star of the show, like, and everyone else is just sort of her backup dancer in this Vegas show.
Yeah,
and then the other backup dancers, they'll like throw marbles on the stage and shit to try to trip other dancers so they get a higher spot. Like, do you think that happens current day, like, on Broadway or, like, in a Vegas show still, like, where somebody's trying to physically harm another person to get higher up on the totem pole?
Because there always is an understudy. I feel like, too, I don't know why, but I feel like it just is, like, movie type shit. I feel like it it has happened, but I feel like it's not common.
Yeah, whereas nowadays there's, like, surveillance cameras everywhere, so they would just look back on the surveillance footage and be like, okay, Jessica, you literally threw marbles all over the stage. We saw you do it on camera, like... People can't get away with that shit anymore.
Plus, marbles, it sounds so movie-ish.
Oh, yeah, but then you imagine being in high heels and then marbles are on the stage. Yeah. Though. You would break. And then I don't want to spoil it, but.
In the 1950s, though, I feel like it might have been a more common.
Yeah, like, you probably could get away with, like, being on a movie set in the 1950s and just literally beating someone up to get ahead and then be like, I didn't do that because I didn't have any way to trace it.
Yeah.
But now you can't really do that. Like, say, for example, you work at an office and you're like, oh, I'm going to get promoted. Like, don't beat anyone up or try to harm anyone because it won't work today.
How can you bitch you work at an office and you put marbles on the ground? Like, in that setting, it's so different.
Trip them in the break room.
I think also showgirls is like, I love like that scene of Las Vegas, how they make it seem so wild and
I
crazy.
Know. Like being in a Vegas show sounds so fun.
Yeah, just they make it seem so wild and crazy and like anything's
and
possible.
Even like current day RuPaul's Drag Race, they did a reality show about some of the drag queens. They'd have their own Vegas show.
Yeah.
Even watching that, I was like, that sounds so much fun. Just like being in a Vegas show.
I know, because then like every day you're on the strip.
I even read Holly Madison's book about her being in a Vegas show.
Oh, Holly seemed like so luxurious because like she had her own suite.
I know, she was like the queen of Las Vegas for a while because this was before like Britney and like all of these gigantic musicians were there. And she was literally like the queen of Las Vegas for like a good 2 years.
Yeah, so wasn't there so many things that made it seem so like fancy? Like
I know, she had her own suite at the hotel like just for free, but she also had a mansion like 20 minutes away, but she could stay in a suite at the hotel where the show was just whenever, and get free room service and everything.
Yeah, and then she was just like these guys always had to date her and had to show after her.
Oh, yeah, I actually DM'd her on Instagram when I was reading the book.
Wait, did you reply?
I forgot what I asked. I tried to ask something to like get a response where I said like, oh, I think I said like, oh my God, I loved your book about Vegas. And I said, and I actually did, but I wanted to read a book about the history of Vegas. I already read one, but I asked her, I'm like, do you have any books that like you recommend? Because she wrote in the book about how she read books about the history of Vegas. So yeah. I said like, what's your recommendation? But she didn't reply. But I did end up reading a book about the history of Las
Vegas. How did it start? Because people wanted to make money?
Well, it started off with like the mafia. And then it became like more commercialized. And now it's just like so corporate.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can actually, it kind of does give off mafia vibes.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
I give the movie an 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it like a good 8 out of 10. Like, it's just a fun, good movie, you know?
I know, and like, if you're with someone that doesn't like seeing tits, maybe don't tone it on when
they're raunchy. Yeah, like, it's severely raunchy. Sweaty.
Yeah, sex.
So Jacob and I are part of a giant family. We're two of eight kids.
What's weird about it is that I like, obviously a lot of people think it's a giant family, but when you just said it's a giant family, I was like, nah.
I know, especially after researching these people I'm about to talk about.
Because when all of our families together, it feels like, it just feels normal to me. It kind of feels like, okay, like, this is all of us. Like, it's not even that many people.
I know. It really doesn't feel like it. Like, I just can't believe people grow up in families. Like, everyone else pretty much grows up in families with, like, three people. It's so weird.
I know. It would take a lot of getting used to.
Yeah, but there's a guy named Winston Blackmore. He's the leader of a polygamous Latter-day Saint group in British Columbia, Canada. And he literally has 151 known children from 27 wives, which he calls spiritual wives. And the gross thing is that apparently back in the day, like, some of them were underage when he married them. But yeah, it's just a very, that family's way bigger than our family.
And yeah, because so it was the type of thing where he had kids with many wives.
Yeah. So, and then I looked up I wanted to know, like, wait, how many, like, what's the record for this shit? And for a woman, the most kids a woman has ever birthed is 69, which even that, it's like, how did you do that? Because isn't it like, it's a,
so what I'm assuming she started when she was like 15 and had to go to like 60.
Can you can't have two kids in a year? Maybe some of them must have been a triplet twins girl.
Oh, I forgot about twins.
But even
twins.
Then, it's like, I didn't know that the human body would be capable of 69 kids coming out of
also,
one person.
Also, why does it have to be exactly 69?
I know, like, that's like, kind of. But, like, that's insane.
I know, it's crazy thinking that basically her whole life she was pregnant.
And for a man, it's 867 kids.
Yeah, I guess for a man, it's so
much
different.
Easier, though, because, like, imagine some guy, like, who just is so sexual would just hook up with a girl every night. Even two girls a night.
Yeah, just come and go situation.
Yeah, come and go vibes.
Yeah.
Bang and leave.
Yeah, because it's way more impressive 69 for a girl. Because
yeah.
When I hear about a guy, all I picture is, like, okay, five goals in one night, two of them are going to
get
pregnant.
Like, you just scored everywhere. Like, it's not really that impressive.
Yeah. 800, though, like, honestly, it gets to a point where, like, I'm not into, like, doing cool stuff, but at a certain point, it's like, we aren't going to do anything bad to him, but, like, you need to stop.
I know, it's like castration.
I don't know why. Maybe I'm just closed-minded, but I have something against
also,
it.
Also, it's like, the world's already overpopulated. So, yeah, like, our family even did a bad thing by having eight kids. But, like, he's straight up having 867. Like, boo.
I honestly think he ruined, like, 2% of the ozone layer.
Yeah, great job. But, Winston Blackmore, his kids are TikTok famous, so that's how it's sort of people are talking about it.
So they make TikToks about being in the family?
Yeah, but just a little bit of backstory on Winston Blackmore. He was arrested in 2007 for polygamy, and in 2017, he was found guilty for polygamy and faced up to 5 years in prison, but he only got 6 months of house arrest.
I thought, from watching Sister Wives and stuff, I thought you could only marry one person, but you can practice polygamy.
Also, like,
can't you?
I didn't know that current day, like, they would, like, I get it with him because the underage stuff, and, like, maybe he was, I don't know, really know
oh,
much about
yeah.
him, but he might have just been a bad guy. I mean, he was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what I mean is, like, I don't think if, like, someone's just in their home, not causing any drama, everyone's of age and consenting, and they're having, like, six wives, I don't think people would care, right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just thinking, like, because when you said that he went to jail, like I forgot all this bad stuff he did. So with him, it makes sense. But I'm saying, like, so I watched this, an episode of, This Is Life with
Lisa Ling.
Yeah. With Lisa Ling. And there was an episode about this guy that was, like, married with two girls and, like, that type of situation. And, like, if that's happening, that'd be so sad
yeah.
if one of them got arrested.
I just don't believe that the police or would get involved with just some polygamy people who aren't, like, I feel like this guy, like, he was having, like, low-key a cult.
But then again, with Sister Wives, I remember when they moved to Las Vegas, they had to move to places where they didn't care.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe if you move, like, if I was a person who had, like, so many husbands, if I moved to, like, Indiana, like, it might not be safe there because people might actually call the cops and I'd actually get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. But, But three of the kids are now TikTok famous, which makes sense. Like, out of 151 kids, like, three of them are TikTok famous. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
But the most famous, he's actually the 69th kid. So that's, you know, obviously that's some clout.
Yeah.
So he has the most followers. He has, like, about, like, 200,000 followers on TikTok. The others have, like, 80,000, 100,000. But he's literally the 69th one bird, so.
Wait, so is it, like, okay, like, it's not incest, though, right?
No, I mean, no, because he's not related to the people he has kids with.
For some reason, I just thought it was, like, one big film, and, like, at a certain point, it turns into incest.
No, I mean, I hope not.
Oh, okay.
But the 69th kid and one of the other TikTok famous ones, they escaped the quote-unquote cult, and they now live in the U.S. The 69th kid, his TikTok is Merlin's life, and allegedly, in a now deleted video, he, I don't know why it got deleted, I don't know if the dad was just mad, but he explained how, like, the kids were given numbered hats. Because, like, otherwise they would never be able to keep track of them all. Like, 150 kids, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even think you can remember 150 names.
Yeah, like, that would be... So you would only have to have... Like, if you were in that family, I feel like you'd personally know, like, eight of them. And then the rest is kind of like, oh, hey, Benjamin.
He said that most of their siblings felt like strangers to him.
That's crazy.
That's so weird. Like, I even think that with, like, even with our family, like, we've even talked about this. Like, I'm surprised how our mom and dad, like, know all of us. Like, how do they have the time to talk to us all and learn about our lives and stuff?
Oh, yeah, that is pretty crazy.
But then when you bring that to 150, like, that's just impossible.
So the people that made these TikToks escaped because they don't like it?
Yeah, they just didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
So is it a cult? Like, is it technically a cult? Like,
Well, I mean, they were allowed to leave. I don't know. I mean, obviously, weird stuff's going on.
Yeah.
But apparently, he also said in a TikTok they had birthdays every week besides one week.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of them share the same birthday and stuff.
That would suck because your birthday doesn't matter.
I know. I was thinking that, like, if there's a birthday every week, basically birthdays are just part of everyday life then, which means they aren't special at all.
So if I was in this group, because I'm just pitching it, like, because I'm a picture, like, your mom or dad wouldn't care about you. So I'd make two close friends, and then I'd be like, oh yeah, like, these two people care about me.
I know. Cause
it's like, then when it's your birthday, like, those two people can be like, actually, happy birthday.
Then again, at least maybe they would hopefully have a good relationship with their mom. Because 151, and there was 25 wives.
Oh, I guess.
So, on average, each mom had 6 kids. Oh, so they would be at least
take
they
back
can,
what I said about the mom.
Thank God they can at least talk to their mom, you know? Because but the dad, like, you get the dad, and he'll maybe return your phone call, like, a month later, because there's so many kids to go down his little list.
Is he still alive, then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just had a kid, like, last year.
Wait, how is he... How is his lead? I don't get it. Like, I'm just saying, how is it legal? Because he had sex with underage people.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
How, like, is he in jail?
Where's the charge for that? But I don't know if that was, like, in the 70s and they were like, oh, it wasn't a big deal. I have no idea. But,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so there were birthdays every week, so therefore birthdays weren't special. And I guess in his hometown where he lived, I don't know if, like, I think it was just a polygamy place.
Yeah.
But there was 1,000 residents in the town, and they were all basically from 6 penises. Everyone in that town, pretty much, I think it was like 95% of them, were shot out of 6 individual penises only. 1,000 people.
Ew.
That's just gross. You think about the power of what penises can do. Like, when they're in the wrong hands, there's so many people born, and it's like, please stop.
Yeah, like, after watching all these weird TLC shows, I've thought about that. Like, it's so weird thinking, right? Like, someone's jizz can turn into an actual human.
And, like, we're one of 8 kids, and already people are like, okay, calm down. But this? At least my dad didn't have 1,000 kids and create a whole village.
I know, snip that shit up. I'm sorry.
I know.
I read an article that people in, like, in their 20s and stuff, I joked about this a while back. I don't think I did it on the podcast. This is more of, like, I just said it to, like, you or something. Like, I said, like, if I went to the hospital and said, what is it actually called? I don't know what it's actually called. When you get your bowels, like, the thing cut off.
Oh, yeah. Snipped?
That's not
what it's called. So but, just getting your balls snipped.
Basically, what I was asking as a joke was, if I went to the hospital or wherever you get this done at, and I said, I'm going to get snipped. I'm 19. I just don't really, not oversee kids. Like, would they let me? But I remember who told me this is that, like, the younger generation, like, people in their 20s and 30s and in the millennials and Gen Z are, like, starting to get snipped when they're, like,
in their 20s because they don't ever see.
This happened?
I swear I heard this. I don't know where. Maybe I don't know, but I remember seeing millennials are starting to get snipped way earlier for no reason.
How come I can't think of what that's effing called? What do they call it in a dog? Neutered?
Is it called like a... Not a prostate.
I'm going to say people are getting neutered and see what comes up.
Yeah, because it's... I didn't have a dream about this. It's real life.
What do they call it on humans, though? Why can I think of it? Yeah, I can't. It's just a saying, Humane Society raising funds for neutering. Neutering humans.
Oh, I found it. Young single mom choosing vasectomies.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot more professional sounding than neutered.
This was on Chicago Troll, but I don't know when it was uploaded, but it said at 27, young man got a vasectomy. That doesn't prove my point, really, but all I'm saying is that I guess young people are starting to get vasectomies for fun, and not for fun because they just don't see themselves having kids. But.
Oh my God, that, like, if you right now being 19 told me I'm gonna get a vasectomy, I would just really encourage you not to. I'd just be like, boo, like, you're 19, like, you don't know what you want. What if in your 40 you wanna have a kid?
Yeah, I like, it's funny to think about. The reason why I wouldn't get one is because just in case, but right now I don't know.
Would that be allowed if you went to the hospital and just said, I want to get snipped?
For some reason, I feel like it'd be really hard to find someone that would be down to do
it. And by snipped, you mean vasectomy.
Oh, this is another one.
Sound like
30% of millennials. I don't know if this is real. 30% of millennials have snipped the... Oh, wait. Snipped the cord? I don't know what that's talking about.
I think that means, like, moving out of their parents.
Oh, wait. Let me actually find out which ones have got vasectomies. Probably so little.
Yeah, because that would have to be a niche group of people.
Yeah.
Like, even if, like, you're a guy and you're like, I don't want to have kids, your thought isn't, oh, let me get a vasectomy. It's like, oh, I just am not going to have kids because there's protection and stuff I can use.
Yeah, this article on Vice is called Why These Millennials Are Choosing to Be Sterilized in Their 20s.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it honestly is probably less than 1%, but I just thought it was interesting.
We have to research that for next week and explain everyone why they want to. You know what I mean? Hear about all their beliefs. Like, read that article.
Oh, yeah, because I want to, like, dive deeper into it. Obviously, the simple answer is they just don't want to have kids, but...
There's more.
Yeah, there's more to you that we're going to tell you guys about.
Well, thank you guys for coming along on this journey. We hope you guys had a great time. We loved hanging out with y'all.
Yeah, thanks for joining. See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Go to lucasandjacob.com if you want to join the Patreon, but no pressure at all.
Duh.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.